Welcome to Coffee with Craft.
Well, we're back. It's been a while, hasn't it, guys? I know that I kind of disappeared there for a minute, and we're going to talk about that today on the show, where I've been, what I've been up to, and what the future holds, I think, maybe, for this show. But before we dive in and look to the future, I want to take a look back for a second. This podcast started 2 years ago, as some of you know, as a way to reclaim my voice after I felt like my story and my narrative were stolen from me by other people. By other people who wanted to say what my story will be, and other people who wanted to put a label on me. And so in the midst of that frustration, August of 2018, I took this microphone out of a box, I plugged it into my computer, and I hit record for the first time. And I released the first episode of Coffee with Craft. And to my surprise, people kept showing up week after week that I would release an episode. And to my surprise, now, as we start episode 35 here, we have over 2,100 downloads on the podcasting platform and over 300 downloads on YouTube of the podcast. And that just blows me away that we have that many people who have tuned in, who have listened, and who have been a part of Coffee with Craft. And so I'm super thankful of it. Spotify did a really cool thing this year, and because I use Anchor to release my podcast, I was able to get access to these stats of looking back of the podcast this past year. The stats included 380 minutes of content released in 2019. In 2019, recording basically only the latter half of the year, we released 380 minutes of content. That's 380 minutes of meaningful content we had over this past year, of people engaging in conversation together, looking to share in one another's story and have intentional moments with one another. That's what I love about this show, is that it's about intentional conversation. It's about learning from each other's perspective, and it's about growing together. I've always really appreciated that. That's the thing I've been able to figure out with this, is that those 380 minutes are 380 minutes of meaningful conversation, not just conversation being tossed to the wind and unimportant things, but like, man, we're telling stories and we're sharing in each other's stories. And so that's how much minutes of content we released this past year. But the cooler part for me is that our listenership grew by 41% this past year. Our streams increased by 42% this past year. And man, our followers increased by 38%. And the incredible number is that the hours of that my podcast was listened to this past year increased by 78%, according to Spotify. 78% more hours were listened to my podcast than in the previous year. And that's insane to me that was 2020. And so as we get started here, I just wanted to say thank you. You make Coffee with Craft what it is. If you didn't show up each week to have a conversation with me, this would be meaningless. And so I just want to say thank you for that. And thank you for being with me as life is crazy. And sometimes we have weird hiatuses for months on end. Which also begs the question, where have I been these past few months? So I got a new job and I'm loving it. It's a great job. And for the first time in 2 years, I feel fulfilled by my 9-to-5. For the first time in 2 years, I love what I'm doing. And it's so great. It's been just a great experience and a fun experience. But with the process of starting a new job and wanting to start this job incredibly well, some stuff took a back seat, including this show. I wanted to make sure I started the job well and was devoting all my time and attention to it that I needed to. to make sure I figured out what my new schedule was going to be like, to develop a healthy rhythm and make sure I found that healthy rhythm. That was a big deal to me. I wanted to make sure that I knew what I was getting into and what I wanted my life to look like in a new space. And part of getting this new job meant I also moved. I moved from Cincinnati to Dayton, Ohio, and that was a big jump. I had lived in Dayton before. I lived in Cincinnati, and so I was coming back to friends and to family and stuff like that, which was really, really good. But I had lived in Cincinnati for 2 years and accumulated a lot of stuff, and so I had to pack all that up to move out of my apartment, and I had to quit a job and say goodbye to people, which was hard and difficult as well. You don't just enter into a new chapter, you're also leaving a previous one. And so that was the thing for me. And so I wanted to make sure I left well, moved well, and started well. And that's where I've mainly been the past few months. And man, when you get started into everything, one of the biggest things I learned in the process of moving and the process of starting a new job was that I love creating. I do. And when it was out of my rhythm and out of my weekly rhythm of creating something, a part of me felt like it was missing. And so slowly and surely, I was figuring out what it meant to come back. That was my heart. I wanted to come back to podcasting, and I wanted to come back to doing more storytelling and interviews and things of that nature. But I needed to figure out life first. And part of that figuring out life was moving into my new little townhouse with two of my friends, Zach and Kevin, and figuring out what life with roommates was like again, and all of that fun stuff. And it's been fantastic. And then January happened. Right after I got into the swing of my new job and got through the holidays, January showed up. And January came with a vengeance, it felt like. It felt like there was something crazy happening in our world every single week. Felt like a continuation of 2020 in a lot of ways. And I remember just each moment going, what the heck is going on? And then in the midst of our world being crazy, I went to give blood one day. We were doing a blood drive at work, and there was an extra spot opening, and I was asked to go down to do it, even though I wasn't planning on doing it that day. And so I went down to give blood, and I go through the process, sign the paperwork, get ready to go and give my blood when they sit me down to do the quick health screening beforehand, and they're checking my blood pressure, and it was crazy high enough to freak me out and to give me some anxiety. For those of you who don't know, my dad died when he was 39. As a soon-to-be 26-year-old this month, that's a sobering reality, knowing my dad died of a heart attack at 39 years old, and then I'm 13 years away from how old he was when he died. And then to hear you have a really high blood pressure one day randomly when you weren't that stressed out and life wasn't that crazy for you at the time, and you were just doing something, everyday life, it threw me for a loop. And for a couple days, there was a lot of real anxiety that came with that. A lot of real moments where, like, I didn't want to leave my room, where I didn't want to do anything, and it bothered me. And I remember that day I got home from work, I sat down, I found a new doctor because I hadn't found a doctor in the Dayton area yet. And I scheduled my doctor's appointment, and it was for a Tuesday a week later. And so I had to wait to go to the doctor, and I remember waiting as I was going to the doctor. It was just full of anxiety. And then luckily that Thursday I had a day, a sabbatical day from work. And so it was a day to reconnect with God and a day to fill up so I can continue doing my job. And I went out and I just spent some time journaling that day and feeling out my anxiety, figuring out why I was anxious, realizing it had to do with the layers of my family history, the layers of knowing when my dad died and all that stuff that was causing me just the anxiousness. And I remember saying, I have to give this to God, or otherwise it's just going to eat at me and it's going to tear me up. And so that's what I did. I gave it to God and I let it be what it is. And I grabbed my camera and I drove around Cincinnati, took some pictures, had dinner with a friend and his family, played some games with some other friends after that dinner. And my heart felt great. Just that moment of, after casting my anxieties on God and taking a chance to relax and spend time with people who care about me, was just so good for me that day. And I'm so thankful that I have those people in my life who care for me when I need them just to care for me. And it was a good day, and I got some fun pictures. And so posted one of those on my Instagram of some ducks on a river or lake, and it was beautiful. And I had a really good day, despite the anxiousness I was feeling. Then I went to the doctor on that Tuesday, and my blood pressure was back to normal. Still a little high, but nothing too crazy. And she just encouraged me. She's like, all right, you know, go to a low salt diet. You're a little bit vitamin D deficient, so let's handle that and all that fun stuff. So taking care of that stuff now and pursuing to be healthier is good. Blood pressure is scary for someone like me, but I'm just glad I had people to get me through it. And it's funny, it's in those moments that you realize what you really, really miss. And I really, really missed podcasting, like a lot. I really missed creating consistently, a lot. And I wanted to just pick the microphone up again. I started off 2020 saying that it was going to be our year, that 2020 had potential, and I really believed it did. And then that stupid pandemic started. We're still kind of in it. It's not gone, but man, it definitely wasn't our year, was it? And so I don't want to make a bold statement. I don't want to say 2021's going to be different. I don't know. January didn't show that at all. Instead, I want to stay true to myself this year and who I am as a creative. It's who God made me to be. And so I'm committing that I'm going to create more and more this year, but I'm going to create more and more meaningful things, not just to grow an audience, not just to have some cool Instagram photos or to make some cool YouTube videos or anything like that. I'm going to create more and more meaningful content to me and to others this year. I want to tell cool stories. That's all I want to do. And so if you're interested in being a part of that, I hope you continue coming back. I hope you come back next week. I hope you have a meaningful conversation again, because that's why Coffee with Craft started. It started so that we could have meaningful conversations together, so that we could share in each other's thoughts together, so that we could grow together. And that's what I'm committing more and more to this next year. And I hope you join. I hope you come back. And hey, I don't know what 2021 holds for any of us. For me, it's already held a blood pressure scare and some anxiety that comes with that. But I do know this, that no matter what, we can get through anything together, because we're better together. And sharing in each other's stories is still the most powerful and meaningful thing we can do. And so I hope you come back next week to the Coffee with Craft podcast. I'll see you then.